This is the Big East Sports Show
on the Sports Map Radio Network from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios.
Here's Alyssa Walker Campbell.
Okay, here we go. The countdown is on for Super Bowl 55, and we're going to get you ready at Sports Map Radio Network, the Big East Sports Show. I am your host, Alyssa Walker Campbell, always guiding you through the fastest 2 hours in radio. Many different ways to connect and platforms at eRadio Sports. Info at eradiosports.com, podcastarena.com. We've got some huge NFL guests coming your way. Dan Reeves, legendary NFL coach, 9-time Super Bowl appearance, and Dalton Reisner, the Denver Broncos offensive lineman, also from the New England Patriots. Brandon Copeland will be dropping by. Always dropping by and hanging out with the Big E on a Saturday morning is Jack McCraw. We love him. Follow him on Twitter at the Jack McCraw. So, Jack, let's break it all down for our listeners and our audience. Tom Brady's Bucks, they're looking to avenge that 27-24 loss to the Chiefs in Week 12. What kind of adjustments will they make on Sunday?
Honestly, they don't really have to make too many adjustments. I think that Tom Brady and the offense has gotten more cohesive since that matchup. And now that Brady's got more chemistry with Mike Evans, Scotty Miller, Chris Godwin, and the running game has been established with Ronald Jones and Leonard Fournette, I think all the offense has to do is be efficient against, let's be honest, a lackluster Kansas City Chiefs defense. This could be a very good offensive game on both sides, and I don't be surprised if Tom Brady can out-duel Patrick Mahomes.
At what point in the season, Jack, did the Buccaneers look like a Super Bowl team? When did you start to believe?
I would say after that victory against the Green Bay Packers down in Tampa. And, of course, they had some clunkers when they lost to the Saints twice. But they were able to get into the playoffs, and as soon as they got into the playoffs, it's as if Tom Brady shedded his old skin and turned into playoff Tom Brady mode, and he just never looked better as a 43-year-old quarterback.
The expectations are high for each of these teams and their organizations, so who ultimately will be the last team standing? Is it going to be Tom Brady's Bucks or Patrick Mahomes' Chiefs?
E, that is the million-dollar question. I find it incredibly hard to go against Tom Brady, considering all he's done through the playoffs and his NFL legacy. But I'm going to go with the Kansas City Chiefs in this one. I think Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs will be able to go to become back-to-back NFL champions.
Well, the Chiefs, they are favored. And guess what? Who's coming up next? DraftKings Sportsbook Director Johnny Avella will be joining us at Sports Map Radio Network, the Big E Sports Show. Come on back.
This is the Big E Sports Show on the Sports Map Radio Network. From the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, here's Alyssa Walker Campbell.
Okay, welcome back. Sports Map Radio Network, the Big E Sports Show. I'm your host, Alyssa Walker Campbell. Love our audience and our listeners on the Super Bowl weekend. Connect with us, always live on Twitter at eRadio Sports. Info at eradiosports.com, podcastarena.com. Our next segment being powered by our good friends at O'Reilly Auto Parts, where you are guaranteed to get the everyday low price on the parts that you need. O'Reilly Auto Parts will match any local auto parts store price on any like item. O'Reilly Auto Parts has the parts you need at the guaranteed lowest prices. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day. Well, Super Bowl 55 coverage continues. And you know what? It is a very busy time for our good friends at DraftKings. And they're going to get you ready for the big game tomorrow. So we're delighted to welcome back to the program. It's been way too long. DraftKings Sportsbook Director, and that is Johnny Avella. Hello, Johnny.
Hey, Alyssa, wonderful to speak to you again.
Well, who you got? I mean, this is an epic matchup between two of the best quarterbacks that we have seen in quite some time.
Yeah, it's quite a game. You know, there's a storyline for each quarterback, certainly on each team. Each team has had a successful year, and there's so many great players on each team. That gave us the ability to do a lot of different proposition bets and content. And that's what I always look for in a Super Bowl matchup is, you know, good game content.
Well, so much has centered around Tom Brady and the longevity and his legacy, just his incredible career. But what is Kansas City? What have the Chiefs shown us? Are they ready to beat Tampa Bay?
No, they probably aren't. You know, the Chiefs are the defending Super Bowl champs. You know, they only lost a few games this year Tampa Bay didn't even look like they were going to make the playoffs at one time, and they rallied. You know, going back to April or so when Tom Brady moved to Tampa, we were getting hit with Super Bowl wage, you know, future wagers, Tampa Bay to win the future book. And at that time, they were in the 20-25-1 range. So the players have been betting that future book all year long and betting the Bucks on a weekly basis on, you know, on their Sunday matchup. So they have quite a following, I can tell you that. There will be a lot of people backing them, especially on the money line.
I am just curious, you know, as we talk about the money line and DraftKings, I mean, what has the past 12 months been for you guys, you know, due to the pandemic? What kind of impact has this had?
Actually, we had a great year in 2020. It was a trying year, but it turned out very well. You go back to March when the tournament got canceled and other core sports, NBA and hockey, and then baseball season never got started. You know, we found additional content to be able to give our players the opportunity to wager on. Now, some of that content was darts and table tennis, simulated NASCAR racing, things of that nature. But then when the core sports did come back, they came back golf first, and then we had the NBA, NHL playoffs in July into August, and then the football started up, and then college was only going to play maybe half of the conferences, but then later on, the other half decided to play. So it turned out really well. And, you know, and I thought the NFL and college football did a remarkable job getting as many games as they did college. NFL got them all in. And then we turned the page to 2021, and it's just been nothing but record-breaking handle for us each and every playoff weekend.
Hey, we're so glad you're with us on the Super Bowl weekend at SportsMap Radio Network, the Big East Sports Show. If you're just joining us, we are visiting with DraftKings Sportsbook Director, and that is Johnny Avello. So kind of give us the pulse in terms of with the Super Bowl and betting. I mean, is it down due to COVID?
Oh, no, Alyssa. No, not down at all. As a matter of fact, I feel it'll be way up. At least for our company, we're a digital company. We're in 12 different states. We do everything mostly through the mobile app. Our business has been robust so far. So looking for a, you know, I personally am looking for, you know, record number handle because we've grown so much.
Okay, so direct our listeners to DraftKings. Where do they need to go online and so they can find out more information?
Well, I'm going to direct them to something that's going to be fun for them, okay?
Yeah.
So we're running two national commercials on the telecast for the Super Bowl. The second commercial has to do with the fourth quarter pool that we're running on DraftKings, which is sportsbook.draftkings.com. Anybody could play in this pool no matter where you are, even if sports betting is not legal in your jurisdiction. We are putting up $1 million. There are 10 proposition bets there, and all you have to do is be correct on most of them. And so that's what we're doing for the fourth quarter at DraftKings, and it's going to be huge. So I tell all your listeners, go there to the pools, sign up, and be ready. You can play right now. You don't even have to wait.
Uh-huh.
So I'm just telling that the fourth quarter commercial will direct people towards that pool.
Okay, Johnny, let's talk some X's and O's. I mean, what do you think Tampa Bay will need to do in order to beat the Chiefs? As I mentioned earlier, the Chiefs are favored.
Well, a couple of things about the Chiefs that are negative are that they are slow starters, and if you notice, they've been behind a lot of playoff games over the last couple of years, and the Super Bowl they were behind. They just have a way of coming back. Defense is not that great. You know, you can score on them just like they can score on you, and that's their weapon. You know, there's that they're offensively terrific, and Mahomes just has a way to get out of trouble and be able to make the big play. Tampa, on the other side, finished the season very strong. I got a quarterback that's been there before, knows how to win, hates to lose. Their defense is a little bit better than Kansas City Chiefs. So, there's an argument for both sides. Pick your poison.
You know, when I think back to the Chiefs, I mean, were you surprised how easily they handled the Bills in order to advance to the Super Bowl? Did you think that game was going to be a little bit closer?
I did, and especially when the Bills were up 9-0, I thought,
yes.
You know, this is going to be a tough day for the Chiefs. I thought the Bills were one of the teams that could prevent the Chiefs from getting to the Super Bowl. They did get pretty far, but they weren't able to win the game they needed to win.
Okay, so what about the Super Bowl being held in Tampa Bay? I mean, how big of a difference? I mean, does that really give the Buccaneers the home field advantage? What say you, Johnny?
It gives them a slight one, Elissa. What it does is it doesn't give them the home fans, which is really what home field advantage is about. It's about the crowd chanting and making noise and being loud. So normally, under normal circumstances, they would probably be about a three-point home field advantage. They're not getting that full three in this game. They're getting about a half to one. They are very familiar with the field, and they don't have to leave their homes and travel, whereas Kansas City Chiefs do. So that's they get a slight bit for home field, but not the full home field advantage.
DraftKings Sportsbook Director Johnny Avello has been with us at SportsMap Radio Network. My final question for you, we're hearing so much about who do you trust more? Do you trust Tom Brady or is it Patrick Mahomes? You're going to go with the younger quarterback? So it is a superstar showdown. Who do you believe will be, you know, that last team standing?
Well, if you want to go to a trust factor, you're going to have to ask Tom Brady's wife and Mahomes' girlfriend because they're the ones that could tell you that. But I don't know. Tom Brady's been reliable, and Mahomes seems to be able to get the job done when it needs to be done, even late in the game. So who do I trust? Great question. I'll even think about that after I'm off the air.
Okay, and we will extend the invitation and have you back. Johnny Avello, love the name, DraftKings Sportsbook Director. And again, connect with our audience. Johnny, where can they go and find out more about DraftKings?
Just go to DraftKings.com or go to the app, which is quicker. The way I always get there is sportsbook.draftkings.com, and you'll see it all.
Good stuff. Stay safe. Enjoy the game. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Elissa.
You bet. Stick around. Much more coming your way. Denver Broncos offensive lineman Dalton Risner is coming up next.
This is the Big E Sports Show on the SportsMap Radio Network. From the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, here's Alyssa Walker-Campbell.
Okay, welcome back to SportsMap Radio Network, the Big E Sports Show. I'm your host, Alyssa Walker-Campbell. Many different ways to connect on this Super Bowl weekend. We love to hear from you. Chime in on the conversation. We're live on Twitter at eRadio Sports. Info at eradiosports.com, podcastarena.com. Our next segment being brought to you by our good friends at O'Reilly Auto Parts. At O'Reilly Auto Parts, you are guaranteed to get the everyday low price on the parts that you need. O'Reilly Auto Parts will match any local auto parts store price on any like item. O'Reilly Auto Parts has the parts you need at the guaranteed lowest prices. O'Reilly Auto Parts, better parts, better prices every day. As promised, we're going to continue our Super Bowl 55 preview. Everything you need to know. Up next, we are so excited to have with us from the Denver Broncos, the offensive lineman. That is Dalton Risner, who is joining us on behalf of Special Olympics. Good morning, Dalton. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for having me on. I'm excited to be on here to represent the Denver Broncos and Special Olympics. And I got my buddies here, Stephen Russell, who's with, he's a Special Olympics athlete, and Jordan, who's a unified partner of Special Olympics. So we're all very excited.
Fantastic. Well, listen, before we preview the big game and talk about the Special Olympics, just give us your takeaways. Get us up to speed with you. I mean, the Broncos, you guys finished 5-11. You guys had a lot of players that were lost due to injury early in the season. Just your overall assessment of how the season played out.
Yeah, you know, it's tough. You know, I like to start by saying, you know, it's a blessing to be able to be a part of the NFL with my story and coming from a town of 800 people and being able to make my dreams come true and play in the NFL, especially for a team that I grew up watching. I was at games growing up. You know, it's a dream come true for me. So am I bummed that, you know, we had a 5-11 season this year and not a very good season last year? Yes, of course. And we're going to be a better football team. We got to get guys healthy. We got to continue to grow as an offense, grow as a team. We have a lot of young players that are extremely talented and capable. We just got to continue to weather the storm. And hopefully next year, you're trying to get me on an interview, and I say I can't do it because I'm getting ready for a Super Bowl. So life is good.
There you go. Hey, hope is always a beautiful thing, and we got to talk about the big news. You guys have a new general manager in George Payton. So just give us your early impressions and what his philosophy is. I mean, he's got a lot of experience in the NFL and a very impressive resume.
Yes. Well, it was such an honor. I got to shake his hand a couple of days ago, and, you know, Mr. Elway was the general manager that drafted me, and growing up in a Broncos household, you know, it was so amazing to be able to have John Elway call me and offer me to come play for his organization. And that was a dream come true within itself. And, you know, getting a new fresh set of eyes around the building is going to be great for the Broncos. Elway's going to stay around and still have input and be a part of our organization. And, you know, when I sat down and shook hands with George Payton, it was just so relieving to be able to know, you know, how much he cares about our team and how much he believes in our team. And he has a tremendous resume. I think he's going to be a great set of eyes for us, and he's going to make a lot of great decisions. So there's a lot of great news, big news surrounding the Broncos, and I think that there's going to be a lot of excitement heading into this next season and see what we're capable of doing.
You are listening to the voice, Denver Broncos offensive lineman, joining us on behalf of Special Olympics. We're going to talk about that here momentarily. Our special guest is Dalton Risner. And, you know, we're seeing the quarterback, a carousel, take place. So what do you think the Broncos, we got to ask you, I mean, what do you think the Broncos will do in regards to their quarterback in the offseason? Or what should they do, perhaps?
Well, you know, the NFL's tough. It's a great question. You know, you look at certain teams and how long do you hold on to a quarterback? How much belief do you have? And for me personally, I'm a big believer as an offensive lineman that whoever my quarterback is, mm-hmm. I'm going to support them 100%. I think Drew Lock is extremely capable of being an elite quarterback mm-hmm. in the NFL. You know, you look at last year and people say it's his second year, but I look at it as his rookie year. He dealt with a ton of injuries, lost his best wide receiver, had multiple offensive linemen go down throughout the year. Our defense was banged up, and you know, I think that a lot of odds were stacked against Drew. And I think that as he continues to grow, he's going to become a better football player for us. So, you know, in my mind, Drew Lock's our quarterback, and I have full faith in him and what he's capable of doing for our organization. And, you know, the Broncos are a spoiled place. You know, we're used to winning Super uh-huh. Bowls, one of the most winning programs in the NFL. So from my end, I'm going to continue supporting Drew Lock. I have no interest in getting another quarterback. If we do, that's the decision of the organization, and I'll support that. But right now, Drew's my quarterback, and I think we can continue to roll. I was just talking to Peyton Manning yesterday, a great quarterback for the Broncos, won us a Super Bowl, and he also has faith in Drew Lock and what he's capable of.
Hey, expectations are always high when you talk about the Denver Broncos, so you sound very optimistic, Dalton, about the 2021 season. So let's move ahead. Let's preview the 55th annual showdown between the best of the best in the NFL. The Chiefs will be making their fourth ever Super Bowl appearance, and the Bucs just their second in franchise history and their first in 18 years. So give us the skinny. I mean, what are your expectations? How do you think this is going to play out?
Well, you know, in the game of football in the NFL, if I've learned anything, you know, a great team starts with a great quarterback. You know, you look at the Buccaneers, and they've never really been a successful organization, and the Patriots always have. Tom Brady makes a move, and the Patriots have a mediocre year, and Tom Brady goes to an organization that isn't necessarily used to winning football games, and now look at them. They're in the Super Bowl. So I think that proves to us all that a great quarterback is the starting point, the focal point for a great team in the NFL, because you look at the other side, and you have Patrick Mahomes, who is also an amazing quarterback playing at a very high level. So you got two great quarterbacks. You got two great football teams that are more than deserving to be in the Super Bowl. And I think it comes down to turnovers. I personally do. You look at the game between the Buccaneers and the Chiefs earlier this season, and there was a lot of turnovers on the Buccaneers side, and they still managed to keep it close. So I think the team that has the least amount of turnovers is going to win this football game because you have two really high-powered offenses.
You know, Dalton, you evaluate Tom Brady as a player, and he just, you know, continues to get better. His first season in Tampa Bay, was this season more impressive than anything that he's ever done?
You know, Tom Brady has been very accomplished. The man was in the NFL whenever I was 5 years old, and now I have the opportunity to play Tom Brady and shake his hand after. How weird is that, you know? And if that tells us anything, it tells us what an elite quarterback he is and how much success he's had in the NFL. And, you know, I haven't followed his career down to a T, but he's done some pretty impressive things in terms of being league MVP and winning Super Bowls. But I think what's most important about this year is he switches teams. He goes to a new playbook, a new city, you know, moves with his family, a lot of news for him. And he already is in the Super Bowl in his first year as a part of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. So, you know, it's tough for me being on a separate team and praising another player or another organization, but Tom Brady is truly one of the GOATs of football, and I think he proved that this season.
Our special guest is Dalton Risner, Denver Broncos offensive lineman, joining us at SportsMap Radio Network, the Big E Sports Show. We talk about and highlight Tom Brady, but we've got to give some love to this young, uber-talented quarterback that has led the Chiefs to back-to-back Super Bowls. What do you think about Patrick Mahomes? I mean, how special is he? How did we overlook him in college? I mean, what happened?
Well, you know, I played Patrick Mahomes every single game in college. You know,
yeah.
He played for Texas Tech. I played for Kansas State. So we played every single year. And, you know, I didn't overlook him. I knew what he was capable of. When we went to play Texas Tech or they came to play us, our offense had to be prepared to score 40 points because their offense was so high-powered. So I've always known he was a great football player and knew that he was going to be very successful in the NFL. So it's tough for me to talk about because they're a division rival. And,
yeah.
You know, I want to be better than them, and I want to be in the Super Bowl and not them. But I got to give credit where it's due, and I have a tremendous amount of respect for him and how he carries himself, how he leads his team at such a young age. I mean, the kid is my age, and he's out there doing what he's doing. So a lot of respect for him. He deserves everything that's been coming his way.
Denver Broncos offensive lineman joining us on behalf of Special Olympics, Dalton Risner is our guest. So tell us about your involvement, your role with Special Olympics, and why is this important to you, Dalton?
Yeah, I appreciate you asking that question. You know, that's a big reason why we're doing Radio Row this week and why I'm hopping on these interviews is because I'm such a proud partner with Special Olympics. I'm a champion global ambassador, and it's such a remarkable thing to be a part of this organization. You know, so we talk about the NFL and being a part of the Broncos, but, you know, likewise, it's such a blessing to be a part of Special Olympics as well. You know, our motto is that we believe in the power of sport to create a world of inclusion. And something I believe strongly in is that we're down here to include. We're down here to be good to other people.
Yes.
And what a better organization to be a part of than the Special Olympics, because their whole motto is about inclusion. You know, they do inclusive health, sports, unified schools, leadership, you know, any realm that you think about, Special Olympics supports that. And it's just so nice to be a part of their organization, be a representative of Special Olympics, and help get people to become more a part of Special Olympics. But I'll tell you that the most important part for me is that I get to have a relationship with Special Olympic athletes. These Special Olympic athletes are remarkable. Their energy, their happiness, how good they are to people, how honest they are and truthful they are. It's a blessing for me. You know, I look up to Special Olympic athletes way more than they look up to me. I'm a part of this organization because it's so nice to be able to build these relationships with these amazing, you know, young men and women.
You know, Dalton, connect with our audience across the country. I mean, how can we help you? Is there a website that we can go to? How can we learn more?
Yes, I appreciate that so much. You can join the generation at specialolympics.org or generationunified.org. And, you know, a big reason and a big thing that we are trying to get people to do is to learn more about bringing inclusion to their local school and joining Special Olympics. And you can do that at generationunified.org. We want people to become more involved. And I talk so strongly about why I love the Special Olympics. We want people across the globe to become involved in Special Olympics as well and see how they can get their local school, you know, going on the unified schools, champion schools that Special Olympics does. So they can check us out at specialolympics.org, generationunified.org. And if they want and they have social media, they can check us out at Special Olympics on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. And that'd be the greatest way to help. Check out, see what we're up to, see the events that we're doing, see how they can help and get more involved.
Hey, we're winding down our time. Denver Broncos offensive lineman joining us on behalf of Special Olympics, Dalton Risner, has been our very special guest at SportsMap Radio Network. Got about 30 seconds. What's going to be your focus in the offseason, Dalton?
Well, my focus at the beginning of this year, you know, after my rookie year, I had an offseason where I got to work right away. And, you know, I'm learning more and more about what an offseason is supposed to look like in the NFL. So last year, I didn't take very much time off. I was so gung-ho about getting going again and getting ready for my second year. So this January, I took a lot of time to go on some trips and relax my mind, relax my body. And, you know, after I did that, it's straight back into working out, eating healthy, making sure I'm at my optimal shape, making sure that all those nicks and bruises and injuries I had during the season are taken care of, making sure I'm getting stronger and staying in shape. And, you know, that's our job. Our job is to be in shape athletes, be prepared to play at our best. So that's one of my main focuses this offseason, as well as staying more involved with my Risner Up Foundation, my nonprofit, staying involved with Special Olympics, and doing a lot of the off-the-field work as well as the on-the-field work.
Well, Dalton, listen, stay safe. We wish you continued success.
This is the Big E Sports Show on the Sports Map Radio Network. From the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, here's Alyssa Walker Campbell.
Okay, welcome back. Sports Map Radio Network, the Big E Sports Show. Super Bowl 55 coverage continues. And always an honor to have with us legendary NFL coach who knows a thing or two about playing in the Super Bowl. And that is Dan Reeves. He has played or coached in a record 9 Super Bowls. 5 with my Dallas Cowboys, 3 with Denver, and 1 with Atlanta. He always provides some unique insight and analysis. Good morning, Coach Reeves, and I trust you and your wife are staying safe during these unprecedented times and during this pandemic. How are you doing?
Well, we're at that tough age where we're dangerous, so we do try to stay safe.
Well, we want you to stay safe, and we wanted you also to weigh in on Super Bowl 55. It's finally here, and there are so many fascinating storylines. It's a great matchup between the Chiefs and the Buccaneers. So at the start of the season, could you have predicted that Super Bowl 55 would come down to these two teams?
No, and you certainly wouldn't think that one of them would be able to play in a home Super Bowl in their hometown.
Yeah.
You know, that used to be a no-no. So I don't know where it's going to be an advantage or a disadvantage. It's going to be interesting to see.
Well, in your mind, I mean, Tampa Bay, when did they start looking like a Super Bowl team? When did you become a believer? I mean, we all knew about the Chiefs, and they have an opportunity to perhaps be one of these last teams standing. The expectations were very high, but there was a lot of uncertainty. We didn't know how things were going to pan out with Tom Brady going to the Buccaneers.
Well, I think that's one thing that gets your attention and gives them an opportunity, and I think it does the same for the players. When you get a quarterback like that, you got to have that position. You don't see any Super Bowl teams that you look at and say, wow, they didn't have a good quarterback. You know, they all have one thing in common, and that's you got to have that position. And, you know, he certainly gave his, you know, players that he's playing with an awful lot of, confidence that they could make it if they just do the, and he's a great leader. I mean, he's been around it. He knows what it takes. And, you know, I'm sure he, you know, showed those guys exactly what they need to do as far as meetings and practice. And, you know, it's just not going out and playing on Sunday, or Monday night. It's you know, the preparation that you have all week. And, you know, he's my understanding, because, you know, I know some people that played with him and coached with him. You know, he's just unbelievable at, getting people prepared and, you know, letting them know exactly what it takes.
Legendary NFL coach, the great Dan Reeves, is with us this weekend. Sports Map Radio Network, as we continue to get you ready for Super Bowl 55. And, Dan, you know, you've had the opportunity to coach the biggest, the best. I mean, from John Elway to Michael Vick. I mean, so many amazing quarterbacks. So when we talk about Tom Brady, I mean, in your mind, just overall, what makes a good NFL quarterback?
Well, he's got a great arm, first of all, and he's got the size that you need. Now, if you're going to be a pocket quarterback, which he is, you got to have that ability to look over, you know, big offensive and defensive linemen and be able to see things. And he has such, you know, great poise, and he's been around a great coach. I think that helps an awful lot because the one thing that you know about Belichick is he's going to have a good defense, and that fort, you know, that's one of offense's best, you know, things to have is a great defense, because it gets you back out on the field very quickly.
You know, this has got to be one of the best quarterback rivalries of all time when we talk about Tom Brady and Patrick Mahomes. And I think back to your career, you know, in the early 90s, your coaching days, Super Bowl 24, John Elway against Joe Montana. I mean, it was a battle of multi-championship winners. So what do you remember about that particular matchup?
Well, I try to forget so.
Okay. Okay.
When you come up, bless your heart. On the wrong end, you don't know. It's a great challenge and, great to get there. And it really hurts because losing that, you know, the Super Bowl, that stays with you the whole off season. You don't think about all the great things or great plays that, you know, got you to the Super Bowl. You think about what in the world could we have done, you know, to have won it. And, so unfortunately, I was on the losing side an awful lot, where I spent an awful lot of time, you know, trying to figure out what we could have done differently.
Well, you coached John Elway 10 of his 16 seasons, so You know, what made him such an exceptional quarterback? I mean, perhaps share a little bit about his history, his ability, and his preparation. I mean, we've heard so much about Tom Brady's meticulous mindset and approach to the game.
Well, John had it all. You know, he came from a football family. He was raised in a football home, and from the time he was little, that's what he knew, and the quarterback position is so key to it. And you know, he was a quarterback from the time he was playing little league all the way through college, and into the pros. And so he had his a great feel for it, but he also had the athleticism that you need to, where he could make something out of nothing. I can't tell you how many times, I was on the sideline and, knew what the play was called and so forth. And, I'd go, no, no, John, no. Yes, 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 okay. Yes. Because he had the ability to make something out of nothing. I mean, all of a sudden the defense would be in a, perfect, situation to stop whatever we had called. And he had the athleticism to, get away and escape and, make things with his legs. So he could hurt you with his arm and his legs. You know, that's a great combination to have at a quarterback.
Okay, you highlight his athleticism, but what about his durability? Lasted 16 years as the starting quarterback for the Broncos and played at a very high level. So what was that key, I mean, before retiring in 1999?
Well, I think it came along about the time that John started in, in little league and high school and so forth, where they started, believing that a quarterback, could also lift weights and do things, that when I was coming along, in other words, when I was young, that was something a quarterback was supposed to do. He's supposed to get muscle bound. He could throw the football, and so that changed, and that gave him that, the physical strength and everything that he needs. But he also stayed in great shape. He worked out hard in the off season. He did all of the little things that you have to do to keep yourself in great shape, and that helped him, to where he was able to play and stay healthy and so forth. And then I think too, John will tell you, he was fortunate enough to be around, some great running games, and that's a quarterback's best friend, is have a good running game, and that helps you, be able to have play action passes and so forth to give you a little bit more time to throw the football.
Hey, we're getting you ready for Super Bowl 55, Sports Map Radio Network, the Big E Sports Show. I'm your host, Elissa Walker-Campbell. Join us live on Twitter at eradiosportsinfo, at eradiosports.com, podcastarena.com. If you're just joining us, he dropped by, legendary NFL coach, 9 Super Bowl appearances as a player and a head coach, and that is the great Dan Reeves. And so I mentioned all those Super Bowl games that you appeared in and coached in. You have such an incredible resume and career. The stage has gotten so much bigger, and there's so many distractions leading up to Super Bowl week. You got 2 weeks off, so give us, what were some of those tips that you provided for your players so that they could play at their peak performance for the big game?
Well, that's the biggest problem you have, because it is so different when you got 2 weeks. You're used to having a preparation where you got 1 week, you have a certain schedule that you go by. The other thing is that if you play in an away game and all, you travel the day before the game and, get there and stay in a hotel and play the next day. Here you got to be there the whole week. You got press every single day. And that's just a lot of distractions. You have to, have each player has to be available, for asking questions and so forth. And so it's just a huge distraction. And you got to worry about, traveling with your family. With your wife and your kids and making room and reservations for them. There's so many things that are so different than it is, during the regular season.
So how did you deal with the pressure and the scrutiny as a head coach? We're talking about the players and getting them prepared, but there's so many decisions that need to be made, and, coaches have different ways to manage that. But for you personally, I mean, what was your outlet, and how did you stay calm under pressure, Dan?
I didn't.
Well, you look like it. Okay.
No, it is so difficult, really and truly. Like I said, having gone there and been fortunate enough to participate in so many, and then also not being successful, you look back on it and say, what could I have done differently? And so I was, you know, look at that and say, okay, well, let's try it this way. So I tried it a lot of different ways, but it, you know, it really boils down to, you know, coming out and getting your players, you know, to be able to play and not beat themselves. You know, don't make the mistakes that helps the other team, because you can play some games leading up to the Super Bowl where you're more talented than another team and, you know, you can overcome some mistakes. But when it gets down to the Super Bowl, very seldom are you all of a sudden so much better than the other team that you can make some mistakes and win. So the competition gets a lot better. And, you know, like I said, the distractions are the biggest thing that, you know, takes away from it, because it's so different how you handle it. You know, the travel, the rooms, the tickets, everybody. I tell players, used to tell them all the time, you know, you're going to hear from people that you hadn't heard since you were in the first or second grade.
Yeah.
You know you have tickets, and they're calling, oh, well, I need to get tickets. Can you help me out, you know? And so you want to keep it to where the players aren't, you know, you try to help them as much as you can with your tickets, but you're limited to what you can do. And, you know, you don't want that to be a distraction for them trying to, you know, worry about, you know, getting tickets for their family. So you get the tickets and try to get that done, you know, prior to going to the, you know, the week of the Super Bowl. And so that they don't have to worry about that the last week, and they can concentrate on the game.
Hey, legendary NFL coach Dan Reeves is with us at SportsMap Radio Network. His ninth and final Super Bowl came after the 1998 season, when the Falcons put together that magical 14-2 record and pulled off the incredible upset against the Vikings on the road in overtime in the NFC Championship game. And so, you know, what was the key for you to building winning teams? I mean, how were you able to achieve such a quick response from your teams and that level of consistency? How did you do it, Coach?
Well, it's, you know, you got to surround yourself with good people. You don't do it by yourself. You got to have good scouts that are going out and looking at the college talent and trying to help you when the draft comes around or through free agency, you know, to try to get you the best players you possibly can, because you win with good players. And so you depend a great deal, because you can't do it by yourself. You have your coaches that look at their position players, you know, and try to, you know, look at what they see as far as, you know, who could help them at that position through free agency, through the draft. So it's just a never-ending process that you try to improve, you know, every year. And the league doesn't do a, you know, they do a great job of making it, you know, competitive, because if you're successful and you're up there, you know, going to the Super Bowl, you're going to draft 30, you know, down, way down low in the draft. And, you know, it's going to be very difficult to, you know, to get players, because, you know, you got some good players, but, you know, people are trying to get players away from you when they become free agents. So it's hard to keep them. And, you know, you just have so much money there in the salary cap, you just don't have enough to handle. Because everybody, when you're successful, they think, oh, boy, coach, you know, my contract's up. I helped us get there. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm worth so-and-so. So, you know, everybody's worth a lot more than what they're making.
Super Bowl 55 conversation continues with legendary NFL coach Dan Reeves after this quick break.
This is the Big E Sports Show on the SportsMap Radio Network. From the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, here's Alyssa Walker-Campbell.
Hey, welcome back. Hour one, SportsMap Radio Network, the Big E Sports Show. I am Alyssa Walker-Campbell, getting you ready for Super Bowl 55 with legendary NFL coach Dan Reeves. So what do you think, you know, as you reflect back on your illustrious career, I mean, what was the biggest obstacle for you as a head coach, you know, trying to create this kind of organization? You talked about, the key is, you know, getting the right people in place. But what were some of those, you know, difficult times and those obstacles that you had to overcome to get to where you needed to get?
Well, you know, probably one of the biggest obstacles is your time. You know, you spend this unbelievable amount of hours, you know, get to it, and you got to get some sleep and you got to get some rest. And, you know, you got to be fortunate enough to have, as I was through the years of being a head coach, I have a great wife that, you know, helped me, you know, get the rest that I needed, but also, you know, made sure I, you know, handled myself, because I'd, you know, gone through some heart problems, you know, too, that, you know, I had to handle and start eating correctly, and you know, not just doing it on the road all the time on the go. So, you know, you got to be careful about taking care of yourself, because you do spend an unbelievable amount of hours, you know, trying to get, you know, everybody ready, to your players, your coaches, and everything.
Okay, so the Chiefs are the favorites going into this game. How surprised will you be, Dan Reeves, if the Bucs pull off the upset? That's my final question.
Well, it wouldn't surprise me, because they got a great quarterback, and you don't get there by, you know, by accident. And that's the one thing that they got, is that the other team's favorite.
Good stuff. Legendary NFL coach who spent 23 years coaching with the Broncos, the Giants, and the Falcons. He played or coached in a record 9 Super Bowls. As I mentioned, 5 with the Cowboys, 3 with Denver, and 1 with Atlanta. Coach, you take care of yourself. Hopefully the temperatures are going on up so that you can get on the golf course and go play, okay?
Yeah, I'm definitely not going to play in this weather. I couldn't. My body can't handle the cold weather, so I got to wait till my temperature gets about what my score is.
Hey, now,
and that's real high.
Dan Reeves, come on, you're an all weather guy. How many years did you spend in Denver? You can handle it.
Oh, yeah, but my body's a little bit older than in Denver. So. You know, and when you were a slow running back like I was, you got artificial knees and artificial hips. Yeah, it makes it so.